Go for Tata. It can take you a long way. In numerology, the number 4 is the luckiest number, because of it, like in a chimney, you can go up. No sideways moves. As a young architect, I was once sent to an industrial ladder, hundreds of meters tall. And I climb it by a ladder. Yeah, that is what restrictions are. You either go up or down, not 360 degrees. I just hung up the phone with a friend of mine who lives down the street. She was railing about all the restrictions, and how miserable life has been, and how she has no Tata experiences since the exercise classes have been cancelled. She is 79. She needed those restrictions, Tuesday at 1, for example, to keep her straight, to show up, and do her exercises to have a Tata experience. You either go or you don't go. If you go, Tata, you succeeded. Not go? No success. No celebration. She is not self-managing. So her life has impoverished because the only outside restriction she has is the COVID type. Not very satisfying. No Tata. Restraints, restrictions set up are what will lead to success in all areas of life. Health, wealth, love and happiness. And, or course in business. Yet, when I observe people, their actions show that they think the more the merrier. The more open they leave the road to success, the faster they get there. Not so. I don't have a lot of people to observe because I live like a hermit. But I have my students. I have a chance to observe my classmates in my own classes I am taking, because of this Zoom universe we now live in. We could say, I have a chance to observe people who self-declared that they want success, that they want to live a good life. Why do restrictions help you succeed? And why, in spite of that, people opt to not want them, and spread themselves thin. So I am sitting here pondering what is the reason, the real reason people will do whatever they can to not succeed on the long haul, to have a life that goes nowhere fast. I have a new coach. He swears by the one thing method. Interesting, I have read the book, I liked it, but didn't consciously adopt anything in it. I probably totally misunderstood what the book said. And I bet I am not alone with that. But suddenly, after 3 years, this new coach reinterpreted the book for me. And things are starting to move for me. He says, restrictions, circumstantial or self-imposed, are like reining a horse in. Or harnessing a river. Or like the light, the narrower the conduit, the more light you get. Now, how is this useful for you? It is useful, but I bet it is hard. Why I think that? Because my students literally refuse to focus on one thing, the thing that they are trying to learn with me, the thing that would take them to the top. Whether it is a capacity I am working to keep alive for them, while they don't do squat for it, or their health, their relationships, their water. No matter what the one thing would be, they don't stick with it. One of my students who is sticking with one thing, collaging capacities, DNA/spiritual capacities, has raised her vibration to 100 points. That's a lot, but suddenly I managed to give her a really difficult collaging assignment, and she is now wistfully looking at some things outside of that restriction. Trying to get outside of that restriction. So what is there that is stronger than the desire for success, the desire for the good life? A misunderstanding of how the world works, I think. A craving for liberty. Doing whatever you want, whenever you want. And never pay the piper. A craving for getting what you want without any effort, without giving anything in return. A free-for-all mentality. A nearsightedness. Not being able to see the forest for the trees. I am in a number of industries with what I do. I am in marketing. After all, if people don't know about me, they won't buy from me. I am in the self-help, personal development industry. I am in the consulting, coaching industry. I am in the health industry as well. So I have some insight into how customers in those industries think by observing what they buy. What they say? Not important. The only thing that matters is what they do. What they buy. People, mostly, buy something that promises instant, effortless, and big. I used to do the exact same thing, and to some degree I still do. But my conscious buying decisions come from a different place. I am looking for nuggets that can be considered organizing principles. Things that can narrow my behavior even more, and thus lead me further and higher. I am not going for quantity of nuggets, or for the thump factor. If you can give me one sentence that can change my life, I am willing to pay a lot for it. I am going for tiny inputs that go a long way. I have been paying for a coaching program $299 a month. And the nuggets I am getting from it, that make it worth my while, are M12 nuggets, a minute or two long. Nuggets I need must be inside my organizing principle, which is a restriction of my choosing. The nuggets need to be also organizing principles. I am experimenting with an organizing principle inside my other organizing principles. I am working on developing self-discipline. You may call willpower, both words express the essence that I call the shot, not some fear, fancy, circumstance, but me. Call that the dot shot. Pretty much what creates the dot factor, my friend Mrs. Sorley, by the way. It's wicked difficult. I am human like you, and I secretly want to live life of liberty. But not at the expense of what I really want, health, wealth, love and happiness. I have managed to conquer using how I feel as a reason to slack off. I have managed mood swings, being at the mercy of my self-righteousness. I have managed to ignore self-imposed rules and honor principles only. So to develop and grow my self-discipline, I am setting myself up. I'll go out and walk every day, rain or shine, whether I feel like it or not. Last night I walked after the street lights came on. But I did it. Did I enjoy it? No. I didn't. But I had a big tada. Lol. I'll write more about self-creative victories in another article, because it is worth sharing. But this article is getting too long. So what shall I offer you that would help you love your restrictions, that would help you choose the good life instead of the fickle liberty? Would knowing yourself better help? Edward Bach was a British medical doctor who decided that plants mirrored human behaviors quite nicely. He decided that if he could capture the essence of these plants and gave it to people who suffered with some behavior, maybe even making them sick, the two energies would weaken the behavior, the tendency. So he identified 37 plants and one non-plant, and founded what is known the Bach Flower Remedies. I dabbled in those for a while, but eventually found it tiresome, and asked Source to duplicate the energy in downloadable energy format, so I can save some time. This is how the Heaven on Earth, the remedy in its purely audio version, the HOE was born. I've since added 5 energies, plants, so there are 43 Bach energies in the remedy or in the audio. For a limited time I'll run a special on either, $5 off. How limited time? How about till Sunday midnight ET? Use coupon code FIVER. Go to step 2. Go to https://www.yourvibration.com/1/heaven-on-earth-ho.